for a good Friday night popcorn.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jonathan Moody of the Independent Corner, and with me is Amanda Ward.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
All right. We were just talking a little bit briefly, but how did you get started with the asylum?
I got started. I met the asylum family, guys. A couple of years ago, I started. A very good friend of mine, actor Jared Michaels, actually, called me onto the set. They needed some people, and I helped out on Way of the Vampire, and they ended up using me for 3 or 4 days. So I just gave them my headshot, resume, and they kept calling me in, and I think this is like my 5th or 6th film with them now. I'm losing count now. So.
What movies have you done with them recently?
Recently, I've done just finished up Freak Show. It's actually coming out this month.
Actually, it's out.
Oh, it is. Oh my God!
It came out in Blockbuster January 30th.
Oh wow! Look at you, Jonathan, doing your homework.
Well, of course, I had to see it, so I had to call up Blockbuster and see if they had it, and they're like, "Oh yeah."
And then they told me
the release date, so I was like,
"Good." So you've seen it. So what'd you think?
I loved it.
Awesome.
It was great. It was really, really creepy.
It's a very creepy period piece, circusy, you know. They do like the black and white and the funky, you know, creepy circus music. So it's very interesting. It's very sexy, very old type of piece. So I hope people enjoy it. It was a really fun set. This set actually was the carnival set that was the carnival show on HBO. Mm-hmm. So the set was beautiful, and it looks great on screen, and we shot that in Riverside, California.
Oh, wow.
So it was a very fun shoot, but Asylum's great. I've worked on I just did Halloween Night last year. It came out, and that was great. We shot up in Lake Arrowhead, and King of the Lost World and Legion of the Dead is on Sci-Fi, playing on Sci-Fi now. So I've done several movies with the old Asylum family. I really enjoy working with them. They're a great bunch.
Did Halloween Night, because, I mean, I've seen it, but did Halloween Night actually come out on Halloween? Or?
No, you know, I think I heard, I'm a little birdie, I don't know for sure, but I think they wanted to try to get it out on Halloween Night, but it didn't work out, editing or something, I don't know, it took a little longer, so it actually
So it was after Halloween?
It was after Halloween, yeah. It would have been really cool if it came out on Halloween Night, but, hey, it's actually a really good movie. That was one of my favorites that I worked on.
What was it that made it your favorite? Just the atmosphere, the story, or?
The story, I really enjoyed the story. It was one of the way it came out and the way it was shot. It came out a little scarier to me than some of the other movies, because I know they do scary and sci-fi-ish. So it was a little, it reminded me of when I was a kid and I was so scared of like Jason and Freddy Krueger movies. It actually, when I watched the movie, it made me kind of feel like that, which was kind of funny because I don't get scared of those movies anymore now that I'm older. But and then the script was great. I really liked Halloween Night script too.
One of my friends came over and watched the movies with me.
Yeah,
and he said Halloween Night was his favorite.
Yeah, I've actually had several people that have seen several of movies that I've done with Asylum, and they're like, you know, Halloween Night, something about the script and the characters and everything, it really was a very done well piece, and I feel the same way. It was just you know, it was very smooth, and all the actors were great in it, and we just all came together, and it was just a really cool piece. I really enjoyed it after I got to see it when it was done.
Well, having, you know, the was it one of the writers of Fangoria or whatever, isn't he, like, Michael Gingold, isn't he,
yes,
like, one of the head writers over there, or?
Yes, he is. Well, I don't know if he's a head writer. I know he works with the Asylum guys a lot, and they do, you know, different projects together, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, was he, like, one of the head writers for Fangoria magazine?
For Fangoria? Yeah, I think he was for the magazine, for Fangoria magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, yeah. And I'm glad that he's worked on a couple of those. He worked on, like, Rings of Darkness for David Dakota. And Leeches, I think, was an Asylum.
Leeches, yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Which was weird, because the DVD, I got the DVD of the Leeches, and it said director's commentary, and it said all this stuff, and there wasn't anything. Something happened with the disc, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I have to ask David Michael Ladd about that.
Yeah, or Devin Romali. They would know. They would definitely know. They're on top of their game, definitely.
Right. And, the Asylum website is up now, so that's really cool.
Yes, the Asylum website, yeah. And you can actually order all of their movies off their website, and they've got them where you can order them in bulk. You can get like the last like five or something that they've done. If you people
like a bundle pack.
Which one?
Like a bundle pack.
Like a bundle pack. Yeah, exactly. They do like bundle packs, so you can save a little bit on if you buy like five at once or something. So.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, that would be a good deal. Maybe we should talk to David about that.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd really want to give one free.
I don't think
free,
they would go for that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a lot of the people. I had one Ladies of the Asylum before, like, I had seen that you were on here.
Uh-huh.
I would have had you come on. But we had, Noelle Thurman and Shaylee Scott and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So...
Very cool. Well,
yeah, we had like four. Eliza Swenson, I think.
Eliza, yeah. I worked with Eliza on King of the Lost World a couple days.
Yeah, she wasn't on there for very long, it didn't seem.
Yeah, she was the girl that actually...
Got stuck inside the...
In the tree, right?
Yeah, in the tree.
Yeah, that's right.
So she wasn't there for, she didn't last very long
in
that one. But
she didn't last for very long. But she's done several other Asylum films, right?
Yes, she's done a bunch. She's did, like, Beast, mm-hmm. I believe she's done Beast of Bray Road. And
Beast, yeah, that's the one that I
Frankenstein Reborn. And, yeah, she was in a lot of Lee Scott's movies, I guess.
Right,
and does a lot of the music for it, too. So.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
So, but before you started with the Asylum, were you an actress, like, growing up?
Yeah, I was. Well, growing up, I did some modeling. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, and I did some modeling in the southern states. And then I was in algebra class one day in college, and I had always wanted to move to California. I just felt drawn to come out here and see what it was all about. And I was in algebra class not getting algebra, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. So I just moved out to California. My family was supporting me and helped me move out. And got an apartment and didn't know anyone and got a job and got an agent and pursued acting. And I kind of like to look at it as a hobby, It's like you can't put too much into it. You go to an audition and you kind of just have to not think about it. And then if they call you and you book it, great. It's a great day. If they don't, you wait for the next one. So I try to stay positive, with the whole process, because it can get very grueling. But it's wonderful. I really enjoy it. It's fun. I love California. I love the culture diversity and the weather, and I really like my life out here. So we'll see what happens.
Yes. I always wonder, because you said you have a very supportive family. I do.
My mom and my stepfather are super supportive. I have a sister that is also married, and my brother-in-law and my two niece and nephew out in Mississippi, and they're all supportive. They all call me and they root me on, and I tell them about an audition or a meeting or something, and the next day they're like, oh, tell us how it went. And so it's really nice, and I hope I feel for people that don't have that, because I can't imagine not having it, because it gets tough. It's a lot of rejection in this business, and you can get a little down and out. So it's nice to have family or friends or anyone backing you up in whatever you're doing, whether it's acting or anything else. So it picks me up on my low days. That we all have.
Yeah. So the question I want to know is, have they watched all your movies?
They have. They've watched them, and I know where you're getting at, Mr. Jonathan.
Oh no. I'm just
no,
wondering.
Yeah, they have, and they they support me. They're very cool about it. They know that it's fun and it's acting and it's they get mad at me because they're like, it looks so real, and I'm like, I'm sorry, that's
it must be tough.
To
For anybody, because like I know my parents, if I ever did a horror movie, they wouldn't watch it. They just don't like
really?
Horror. Well, they probably would anyway.
Yeah, Of course they would. You know they would.
But they probably wouldn't want to.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
Because it's horror and it's kind of scary or whatever, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my parents, you know, they're not into horror, but, you know, they're, like I said, they're so supportive. They'll watch anything that I'm in, you know. They just want to see me do what I want to do and be happy and support me and see me, so.
I'm sure Freak Show would be a hard one for them to watch.
Freak Show is a little, yeah. I'll have to see. They actually haven't seen that one yet, so that's the one that they haven't seen. So I'm interested to get their thoughts and opinions on that one. So I'll have to get back to you on that.
Definitely, definitely. So you came into the asylum and you started doing this stuff. Are you going to keep doing that, or are you also looking at other, you know, other acting gigs?
You know, I just take the opportunities as they come. I would definitely do another asylum film if they brought me on, and I have a really good, you know, relationship with them and rapport with them. So I actually talked to one of the guys a few weeks ago, Justin Jones, who works with them
mm-hmm.
a lot, and he's a really great guy, good friend of mine, and he is working on a project now, and he called
Apocalypse, right?
Yes, Apocalypse, and it's one other project, and he was like, hey, what are you doing, you know, in a few days, and so we were going to try to set something up, and it didn't work out, actually, with scheduling, but, you know, they're really great. They call me in, and they're like, hey, we're doing this movie, so hopefully, you know, I'll get to do another one with them.
Oh, that'll be really cool.
Yeah, and I'll get to come back on the show and talk about it.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
That's more than welcome.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, did you just want to leave it at that? I mean,
No, not at all.
Okay. It's usually, this show usually goes on longer, but, you know, I guess, I mean, if you, are you in a hurry or?
No. We can
okay.
keep it going.
All right. The other stuff, I guess, I mean, when you started doing Halloween Night and you said that was your favorite, did you think that was going to be your favorite or?
No, Halloween Night just happened to be my favorite because after watching a project, you never know what it's going to come out looking like. So it just turned out like the script. I really enjoyed the script, and the way Halloween Night came out, I was just extremely like, wow, I didn't really see it because, you know, there's a lot of different shooting styles on Halloween Night, I thought, than what Asylum is normally, you know, they do. So. I just really enjoyed the way it looked and the script and the team, the actors and everything was great working with them. So it was just a really fun shoot altogether.
Well, was it a weird transition having Mark Atkins be like, you know, kind of be your director of photography, I'm sure, and
from
was he a director of photography for any?
He was on King of the Lost World.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was on Freak Show.
Yeah. So was it different for him being a director to you?
Yes and no. He's a great director, and he works very well with the actors. He's one of those directors that's really hands on. He's like, try it this way, and do your own thing. And he lets you improv and you know, if it works with the scene and the script and the character, he's very in tune with all of the scene and everything that's going on. So it was a little different because it was almost like, you know, I wanted to go, hey, Mark, what do you think about this? But I'm like, no, wait, he's not the director, you know. On Freak Show, it was Drew Bell. And so I was like, okay, that's who I – but Drew was also very into letting us do our own thing in improv, which I personally enjoy that in a director is when they – you know, because that's our job. And then I want them to direct. You know, where the scene's going, and then you know, pull it all together and create something. So.
Exactly. And Drew was a makeup effects person,
yes,
right?
Yes, he started off as makeup effects, yes, I believe so.
And then he ended up directing finally for Freak Show.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is like his second feature to direct.
Oh, wow.
So, he's great. He's a really great guy, very, very into, you know, let me see what you guys are doing, and then we, you know, we pull it all together, and he's like, yeah, I like that, you know, and then he goes from there, like, directing us, so he allows us to, you know, kind of do our own thing, which is great. You know, all directors have their own style, and that's what makes them creative and create something. And then we all get to create something, and then that creative process is all pulled together. So it's a really beautiful thing, movie making.
Yeah, exactly.
All coming together.
Are you having any projects come up that you know of, or?
I have a film coming out that I finished up in December called Noir, and I'm not quite sure when it's coming out, but it was a really cool film that I worked on. And then another project that I worked on was called Game Face, and that should be coming out in the next couple of months. But I don't have any dates yet, but that is what I've worked on so far. And then I don't have anything in the works at the moment, but, you know, like I said, I'm waiting for the opportunities, and if they come, then I'll grab them if it's meant to be, and if not, we'll move on.
Exactly, exactly.
That's all we can do, right?
Yeah, that's all you can do is wait and see what happens, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have any aspirations other than just, you know, just, I guess, acting?
Acting? Yeah. You know, I'm starting back school, and I want to get my business degree, finish that off. And I have a lot of different things that I want to do. I write poetry, so I would like to one day have my poetry
published?
You know, published, and I've written several children's books that I would love to get published in the near future, and different business ventures that I would like to partake in as I get everything established. And I like to work with like charities and do like volunteer work, you know, with different things. So, you know, I have a lot of different things that I would like to work on. So right now it's just basically I enjoy acting, and then I want to go to, you know, finish off my school and see where everything comes together after that.
And you're what, 24 years old or?
24, yes. Just turned 24 on January 20th.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Actually, I just turned 25 in January 12th, so.
Oh, wow. Aquarius?
Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn. I'm on the cusp, actually. Happy belated birthday to you, then.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I'm like on the cusp of Aquarius and Capricorn. Sometimes I'm Aquarius in magazines, but then sometimes I'm Capricorn in the newspaper, so.
Wait a minute. They can change it up like that?
Well, you know, like the cusp is like where the cutoff date sometimes is January 20th, which is my birthday, but then sometimes the cutoff date is January 21st.
Wow.
I know, it's weird. So when I tell people that, they're like, what? No, there's only one date, but.
Yeah, there should only be one date.
I know, exactly. That's confusing.
Isn't everybody supposed to have, like, one, you
just
know.
Just one date. There should just be one cutoff date, right?
Right, exactly. Oh. Or, you know, you're supposed to have the same life as another person.
Exactly. Well, you know what? It's kind of cool because when I read Aquarius, and it's not a good one, so I just act like I didn't read it, and I read Capricorn. So I get to have two choices in my horoscope when I read them.
So do you have both of them back-to-back?
I get them, yeah, I actually do read them, like both of them, just because even though when it says sometimes January 20th, you know, whichever one it is in the magazine or the newspaper, I'll just read both of them either way.
You just read and then pick which one you actually think
exactly.
Is
exactly, I'll pick which one I like. Yeah. It's like a fortune cookie to me. I'm like, I like Capricorn today.
Well, aren't they kind of like fortune cookies? Because, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of like the fortune cookie world, I would think.
Well, I've always wondered, like, I mean, shouldn't they make, like, fortune cookies that tell real fortunes? Like, you know, because most of them are just, like, sayings these days.
Yeah.
They should make a movie or something about a fortune cookie that tells you when you're going to die.
Oh, wow.
That would be kind of
interesting. You should write that idea. Send it to Asylum.
they might actually do that. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds
cool.
Like a good, you know, a good Asylum flick.
Fortune cookie killer or something.
Yeah, well, it would be like supernatural, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what we'd call it, but it'd have to be like, yeah, because it'd be like some old man or something somewhere.
Right,
out there
like some, like, yeah, that drinks green tea or something.
Some Chinese.
Like holistic, you know.
Mr. Miyagi-looking guy or something.
Yes,
you know?
Mr. Miyagi would be great.
Yeah, it would have been great if he was, yeah. But
yeah.
It wasn't, you know, whatever. It would just be an idea, I guess. That.
Well, if you do that, I have to tell you, a fortune cookie, like, movie, freaky movie, you have to have a scene where people, like, the main cast, ensemble cast, or, you know, the characters, are all opening up the fortune cookie, and then yucky stuff comes out, like blood, or a cockroach, or you know, like, something like that. Did you ever see the Stephen King movie, It?
Yes. Yes, years ago, but...
Yeah. Well, it's an older movie, but remember the scene when they open up the fortune cookies and they all had something coming out? That was
in
the whole movie to me.
Well, you'd have to throw that in there, and then they get the fortune.
Yeah.
And they have
to
look through all that
nasty.
Now
you're talking.
Like maggots or something. You know?
Ew, that's a good one.
Something blood or maggots, whatever. You know, we could throw anything in the fortune cookies. I don't know who would actually go to a Chinese restaurant that knows that those things, you know,
right,
happen, but
I don't know.
But I was thinking, I was thinking maybe not just they were going to die, but that like one person might get something cool,
uh-huh.
Like you're going to inherit $20 million, and then they're like yes,
cool.
And then the next person's like oh my man, maybe my fortune will be good, and then it's like oh you're going to die and. 2 minutes.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Why did I
like, hey, do you want to trade?
Right. I'll trade you that for an egg roll.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how long have you known Asylum?
Actually, it's just kind of recent, in January.
Right.
What happened was I tell everybody this pretty much because, you know, everybody doesn't know this other than the other people who are listening probably.
Right.
But what happened was I was having a crappy day at work. I came home. And I said, let me turn on the Sci-Fi channel.
Mm-hmm.
And Beast of Bray Road was on it, you know. And I found out that, you know, I was watching Beast of Bray Road. I was like, this movie is just awesome.
Uh-huh.
You know, who makes these movies, basically, you know.
Right.
And I found out Lee's stuff, and somehow I found his MySpace.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. He puts all his movies on his MySpace page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the trailers, yeah.
Yeah.
And he has all these upcoming stuff, so I was like, well, you know, just thinking, you know, he's probably, like, really busy and whatnot, but I asked him if he'd be down for doing a show, and he was like, yeah, and he came on and did, like, an hour show.
That's great.
Talked with me and my friend Chris, and then after that, I got Tom Nagel to come on,
mm-hmm.
And then I got the Ladies of the Asylum one, and Kristen Quintrell came on.
Uh-huh.
And with the Ladies of the Asylum, and all of them just, you know, all of them were awesome.
Yeah.
We had a blast, and I was like, you know what, I got to do these, like, every, you know, basically
Friday.
Every Friday, do
right.
another
great.
Interview. Had Tom Downey come on at the last minute.
Yeah, that's funny, because I saw that on something on MySpace, and I was like, and that's when I sent you that message. I was like, hey, you know, I worked with Tom Downey on King of the Lost World. It's such a small world, and then, you know, that's how you and I met. And
yeah, definitely.
Talking.
And I think I had sent you, like, maybe a message before or something. Like,
yeah, I think you did, because then that's where I saw your bulletin with talking about Tom Downey's going
yeah.
on the show tonight, and I was like, Tom Downey, you know? Like,
that's crazy. How does this person
know
that?
I better research this. What's going on here?
Am I being punked?
Right. Someone watching outside of my bushes. What's going on?
Yeah, so, no, and he came on, and he was really cool, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody, it seems like the Asylum has such, like, you know, they're all friends, you know, they're a friendly
yeah.
environment.
Asylum is definitely a family, very family group. I mean, I've done, you know, like 5 or 6 films with them, and from starting from the first one, they've always called me in to audition. They, you know, they're always like, hey, Amanda, you know, we really want you to do this. And, you know, they just make you feel at home, and it's great. I get copy from it, you know, and it's building my acting chops, and I really enjoy working with them.
And you're basically building your reel.
Yeah, building my reel, my resume, my IMDb page, you know, my experience. And they're just a fun team to work with. They, you know, a lot of times they'll do on location. I mean, I've shot in Riverside and Lake Arrowhead and, you know, Mojave Desert for King of Lost World, and just all these different places, and it's just fun. You go and you meet these people the first day, and, you know, you become friends, and you help each other out, and you
go into another movie.
Yeah, you go into another movie, and then like, you know, after doing like 2 movies, one of them's done, you know, so
yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, I'm going to, you know, sometimes they hold premieres depending on, like they did a premiere actually for Freak Show
up
in Calabasas.
Cool.
Yeah, and they did, you know, they had like all the circus food, you know, because it's a circus movie, so they did like a little circus theme, and it was really cool, and they had it up on the big screen. So sometimes they, you know, depending on, I think it depends on like on the director and people that put it together and stuff. They'll do premieres, but you know, they're just a really great. They know what they're doing. They've done this for, you know, a long time, and you can watch. It's very interesting with Asylum. You can watch like their older movies, and you can see how they've really tightened their style, and their movies just keep getting better and better. And you know, I respect them for what they're doing. They're doing a great job, and you know, a lot of people are into sci-fi horror movies. The independents that aren't plastered all over the place, you know, because
right.
It's different. They don't know the people, and you can really kind of get into the story because sometimes, you know, they are a little far fetched, but you know,
they're more B movie, but in the same sense, they're much better looking than most of the direct to video crap that's out there. So
you know, and it's cool to know that people have collaborated, that you know, they may not be you know, big star names in the movies, but just to watch just other people that you don't see maybe on the cover of magazines or something, you know, it's like people just come together. It's a job. It's just like, you know, a person going to a 9-to-5 job. It's a really fun job.
Exactly. It's better than being on a 9-to-5.
I think so, you know.
I mean, you don't have to punch in.
Myself, so I agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, with whatever works with people. But, yeah, they do a great job, and they've really just gotten, I mean, from even the first film that I worked on, Way of the Vampire, to now, the Freak Show, they've just gotten, it's funny that you can, I can really see their growth, you know, of the company and the films, how much better I think they're getting, you know.
Exactly. So, and yeah, it seems like they keep getting better and better and better.
They do. And, better scripts, and you know, they're tighter, and they're, you know, David Latt and David Romali, you know, they're workaholics. They work all the time. They, you know, pretty much every one of their films that I've worked on, they've come to the set, and they're like, you know, they check on things, and they're there, and, you know, I go into the office, and they're like, oh, Amanda, you know, good job, and they'll bring up scenes that I was in, and, you know, they're just a really fun...
Just make you feel at home.
It does, they do, and they're so cute. They're friends, you know, David Latt and David Romali, and, you know, they work together, and you know, they just really do a really good job at what they do. I think they're going to be, the Asylum's going to be around for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that they just keep, I mean, like, when I was talking to Latt, he said that, I mean, they've already got, like, the scripts written for the whole rest of the year.
Really? I figured that, yeah.
They'd have to, though, because they got to be booked ahead.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, they churn them out, and that's what amazes me with them. I mean, it's a very, very... intelligent ran company that they do over there. You know, so, yeah, because they churn them out so quickly, and they look so good. I mean, everything's so organized. They call you. You know, the set's here. You go, and they've got everything together. You meet these great people, and you do this film in like, you know, 12, 14, 15, 16 days, however long it takes to shoot, and you know, bam, it's done. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple months later, it's like out on the shelves, and you're like, God, how did they do this so quickly?
Exactly. Now, were you like ever a horror person? Like, were you ever growing up watching?
You know, the funny thing is, I don't like horror movies.
Actually, that seems to be the response all the girls who,
really?
You know. Yeah.
I hate being scared. I'm a scaredy cat. I hate the dark. I'm scared of the dark. I'm 24 years old and I'm scared of the dark. But I don't know. I don't like horror movies. I don't enjoy the emotion of being scared. I know. Growing up, I had like friends that would like to ride the roller coasters at the.
You don't ride roller coasters?
I don't ride roller coasters either because they scare me. But I don't like being scared. So.
And I'm sure you didn't watch Final Destination 3.
No, I did not.
It's like the ultimate.
You're like the fifth person that's asked me if I've seen Final Destination 3. I have not seen it because I heard it was scary.
Well, it's not just scary. It's about a roller coaster.
Yes, yes, well, yeah.
That goes
and
wrong.
They get trapped in the things, right?
Well, yeah, it just like breaks down and then, you know, yeah.
Ugh, no, I couldn't. You're making my palms sweat as we
just thinking about it.
But, you know, I had friends that were, they enjoy, like, being scared. They would want to go to the movies and see, like, the scariest movie that was coming out. You know what I think it is? I was scarred when I was a little girl because my mom wouldn't let me watch Freddy Krueger. So I snuck into the living room, and I got underneath the coffee table, and I watched part of it. And from then on, I would have nightmares about Freddy Krueger and Jason and all these scary movies when I was younger.
It's kind of funny. My parents would never let me watch Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
It was the movie that I wanted to watch the most.
Uh-huh.
I'd see it on, like, cable or whatever.
Right.
So my dad made me, when I was, like, 10 or 11, allowed me to watch it with him, but not on VHS, but on TV.
Uh-huh.
So all the good stuff was cut out, you know.
Oh, right.
And so it was like it almost lost the fun, you know. Like you're watching it on, you know, there's no blood, there's no nothing. And especially back then, there was never
any
blood
back on then.
TV.
Yeah, I was about to say because you know, remember USA?
Yeah, that's
they
that's,
would like cut every. I mean, the movie would literally be like 45 minutes long when it was supposed to be like an hour and a half long.
But of course, they fill the rest of the stuff with, you know, commercials. So
right,
it seems
yeah.
like it's an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever. But
yeah,
that's just a bunch of commercials. And so yeah, it was horrible. So I was watching that movie, going, this is the movie.
Right. This
you
is
know,
what everyone's
this is,
talking about.
Yeah, this is the one that yeah. So it was kind of a shame, but. But then I got into the Jason books,
uh-huh.
you know, and the Jason books scared me. Like, they were these little books for kids that had, like, Jason.
I remember those, actually.
What?
I remember those. They were, like, paperback little
Yeah, paperback
little books.
Books. Bring them to school with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd read them because I was really into, like, horror, and I read them. Like I said before, I was a big fan of Are You Afraid of the Dark, you know,
uh-huh.
I said on the, you know, the pre-interview, I guess, but... you know, like stuff like that, you know, really intrigued me. So, you know, I watched this and I was just like, or I read the book and I was like, I was literally freaked out. You know,
yeah.
like I couldn't sleep with the, you know.
With the nightlight?
Yeah,
come on,
whatever.
Yeah. I know. I've read things before. I've started reading books where it would start to scare me, and I wouldn't finish it. I would put it down. I should get over that fear, though. I should start with the roller coasters first, maybe.
Work your way up.
Work my way up.
So acting all these movies and being kind of, you know, I guess scared a lot, I mean, that's pretty much the emotion you have to feel when you do these movies.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I joke with people, you know, they're like, oh, you know, is that your forte is horror movies? I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I guess I play dead and I act scared very well. I don't know. But
are you ever really scared? I mean, does that emotion?
On set, no, because, you know, it's funny watching a scary movie, whether you're at home alone or with, you know, a group of people, but you're watching something. It's so different because when you're on set, you've got, like, all these people walking around. You've got people on headsets, on you know, their cell phone, and, you know, it's, like, it's hard. And then you see, like, the fake blood, you know, the makeup artist is going, okay, the fake blood's going to be cold. Here it goes, and she's pouring it on you. So it's a little hard. And the same thing with, like, sex scene or a kissing scene or anything like that. People, you know, they ask me, they're like, oh, was it hard to, you know, kiss? In Halloween Night, I play a lesbian girl, you know, finding my sexuality, and I'll fall in love with my roommate. And so, you know, they asked me, they're like, was it hard to, you know, kiss her? And I was like, you know, it really wasn't. It was acting. I didn't even. It was just like, the director, Mark, he's like, okay, girls, you ready? And we're like, okay. And then, you know, we kiss, and he's like, cut. And then we're like, okay. And then we go back and we grab our coffee or our, you know, whatever we were drinking, water. And, you know, we're like, okay, what's next? You know, so it's not, but, you know, to get, be emotionally, to bring out the emotion is just kind of within yourself. Because if you really look around, there's so much going on a movie set. It's nuts, you know. Mayhem. People are walking around, running around. They're, you know, trying to find the other actors and get everybody ready. So,
right. And I mean, yeah, I was gonna ask. I mean, it must have been kind of, you know, kind of weird in some way to have a lesbian, you know, considering you're an actor playing a part. But
right.
So.
You know, it was fun. You know, it was a fun scene actually. It's fun to do, and yeah, we giggled the whole time, and she's a really, really great girl, Erica, and you know, we giggled about it the whole time, and it was a fun, you know, fun little scene, and it was a cool character. I guess that's another reason Halloween Night I really enjoyed. One of my favorites is I really enjoyed her character that I played, the character that I played in.
Yeah, it was a strong character too. I mean. You and Erica actually had some, you know, I mean, you guys were pretty strong, you know, individuals.
I felt like her and I, you know, when we discussed, like, our, you know, like, I was like, you know, how do you feel? And, you know, we were talking, and I said, you know, I want us to be like, you know, we're in love. I don't want it to be some cheesy, like, oh, you know, of course they put it in there because it helps the movie, you know. People like to watch, you know, any scene like that. I think a lot of people enjoy that. So, but we were like, you know, our characters are really in love, and, you know, I want people to really, a lot of people deal with that, you know, whoever they're in love with, you know, that emotion. So it was fun. It really was fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seemed like. Exactly. Like, I mean, the scenes, like, you know, when you were leaving and, you know, running out, it even almost looked like you almost probably wanted to smile a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and it was freezing outside, by the way.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, it was so cold. Yeah, it was, but it was fun. Yeah, that was fun. And I almost fell down the stairs. Did you see the height of those stairs?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was so steep. Yeah, they were so worried. They were like, Amanda, you know, be careful. And I'm like, okay. And then the next shot, they're like, all right, action. And so I start running, you know, I start running down, and then, like, I tripped on a step, and I was like, oh, my God, I thought I was going to, you know, tumble down. So, yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. It was so cold that night, though.
That must not have been. So that must not have been fun, just being cold out there and then having to act like, you know, just like you're scared. I guess you were running, though, so you must have had some kind of heat.
That's the memories of it, you know. That's the fun memories of movie magic making.
It says that you were in Alien Abduction as well. Is that?
I was in Alien Abduction. I was a very small role in Alien Abduction. I actually play an insane asylum girl. I have just one scene in that. I'm playing I'm singing. Little Teapot song. You know that song?
I'm a little teapot?
Yeah. I'm singing that. I'm in an insane asylum, and I'm in a wheelchair. So it's a quick scene. You can, you know, and then they did all this prosthetics on me, so I'm kind of hard. I'm hard to, I mean, easy to miss. Not hard to miss. Easy to miss in that.
So if you just look at the girl singing I'm a Little Teapot.
Well, yeah, that'll be me.
Okay.
I guess I could say that, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, people know then. I'm actually hoping, the reason I'm doing the Asylum Fridays thing is I'm hoping more people will go to Blockbuster and rent these after hearing the interview.
Yeah, that would be great, Jonathan. I think it's really great what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, as a fan and, you know, whatnot, I mean, I go out there, I rent these movies. I mean, I'm Netflixing now just because I'm kind of running low on money,
right.
You know.
I don't
but
blame you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm, you know, huge fan. I'm getting Legion of the Dead and probably Wave the
Yay.
Vampire on.
Well,
that.
Let me know on my MySpace page what you think of Legion. Legion was great.
Was that also one of your favorites?
Legion, you know, I love all my Asylum movies that I've worked on. I really do. I've said before, I love working with those guys. So Legion was great. Paul Bells was the director on that one, and I still stay in touch with him sometimes, and he's a really great director. And he, it was, you know, it's a very sci-fi-ish type more movie than horror, but yeah, it was just fun, you know. Asylum, a lot of their movies, a lot of their stories and their scripts are, you know, those kind of sci-fi-ish, creepy, maybe cheesy, scary, but they're fun. They're very fun movies, and they're movies that you either watch alone or with a friend and, you know, grab some popcorn and, you know. So, yeah, I guess I could say every movie was my favorite on with them.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I love King of the Lost World. I thought that was a lot of fun. And but I heard it was a hectic shoot.
King of the Lost World, yeah. It was very hectic. You know, the weather, it was extremely hot. We were out in the Mojave. But then it was also extremely cold at night. And then some parts of Mojave where we stayed in cabins, and you know, the showers weren't working. So for like 3 days, like 2 days, 2 or 3 days, we were taking showers, you know, in our bathing suits with a water hose.
For real?
Yes. So it was, you know, it was a little like, you know, crazy. And then actually, I like the second to last day on that shoot, I got an eye infection because we were out in the Mojave. And the sand, you know, during the day, it would be windy, and so the sands were blowing, and I got sand in my eye, and I got an eye infection. So for like the next 2 weeks, and thank gosh it was the second to last day, because the next 2 weeks my eye was like bloodshot red, and I had to wear my glasses because I normally wear contacts. So yeah, that was, you know, it was fun. We traveled around on that shoot a little bit. We shot in Mojave and a couple other different places out in California. So and Lee Scott, you know, I still stay in contact with Lee Scott as well. So he's a really good friend of mine as well. You know, I made a lot of good friends with Asylum. Like I said, they're so friendly and family, and you know, they're just great people. And we just all want to come together and make a movie for people to enjoy.
Right, and I mean, that's what it is. It's going out there making, and everybody, I see all the critics online or whatever saying stuff about it being rip-offs or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, you can't please everyone, though. And, you know, you have to keep in mind, you know, they're independent films, and they're, you know, they're, like you said, they're B-movies, but they're fun movies. And it's, you know, some people like them, some people don't.
Well, the thing is, I would rather watch King of the Lost World than the new King Kong.
Right. You know what? I agree, and I know what you're saying. You know, I go to the movies. I see movies that interest me, but it's nice. I'm so glad that independent films nowadays are really they're so much more popular, and people are really. You know, independent films are really coming out of their shell, and it's not just the movies that are previewed on the TV or anything like that. You know, a lot of people, it's really opening up a lot of people to say, hey, let's go see a movie that I've never even heard of, you know, because...
Yeah, let's go to Blockbuster and rent.
Yeah, and let's just grab, you know, let's get something that, you know, a small-time, you know, a director with, you know, actors that I've never even seen or, you know, whatever. And let's see what else is out there. And, you know, and support and you're supporting the arts, and you're allowing yourself to see other things that, you know, other people haven't seen. And then you can talk about it. Say, hey, I saw this movie. You know, it was at Blockbuster. It's by this, you know, small film company, blah, 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 you know, and tell people about it. And it just, you know.
Exactly. I mean, I think the first Asylum movie I ever watched, actually unintentionally, I didn't know of the Asylum at the time, was Jolly Roger, which
Jolly Roger, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. So
yeah, Jolly Roger was a funny script. It was funny, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I've heard, you know, a lot of the people that, you know, basically, you know, they don't want asylum to do like comedy in it. They want to do like pretty much straight horror.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely more horror. I guess if you mean like their style is definitely more horror sci-fi, but it's also how the actor plays it, you know? Sometimes you get a person that kind of plays it well and it's a little more comedic, but I can see how people, you know, the Asylum, they have a big following of people that are into Vangloria magazines and, you know, that kind of scary crowd that enjoys, you know, watching movies and getting scared or, you know, into that. So I can see how they would want to keep, you know, the Asylum, keep on their road to a scary, creepy, you know, horror movies.
Exactly.
But I don't see Asylum doing comedy. I would like them to stay horror.
You like them to stay horror? Well, I mean, horror and comedy can go well together. I mean, you look at movies like Scream and...
Yeah, that's true. You got a point. Yeah.
But see, the thing is, you know, like Freak Show was a really freaky movie. It was creepy. It was, you know, it wasn't really funny. You know,
right.
I mean, it was really cool. Like, the ending to the movie was... I won't say anything about it because...
Don't give it away.
Yeah, but it was a great ending.
Yeah, it was. It was a great ending. And I really liked the way that they made it into a period piece.
Yeah, I mean, the look of the movie was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably the best Asylum look.
Yeah, definitely. It was very different, too. Extremely different from their norm. And also it was almost like it was like an old, even like the look of it, sometimes it was like an old movie. And you're like, wait a minute, when was this movie done? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I just did this, you know. It was shot where it was almost, it had that old feel to it, that kind of weird, freaky, you know, the freak show, hence the name, you know.
Right.
With the style.
And you playing Cannibal Girl, was that interesting?
Cannibal Girl is a very interesting character. Yes, that was very interesting. Loved the outfit. The outfit was the wardrobe woman. She was wonderful, Kiyomi. Cannibal Girl was fun. It was a very fun role to play. She was, you know, she eats people. I won't say anything else about her, but she eats people. She enjoys, she's a cannibal. But that was a really fun role to play.
Yeah, you didn't really have too many lines in that, or did you have any in that movie?
You know, actually, I had a lot more lines, and a lot of the scenes got cut, and, you know, I was kind of bummed about that, but the movie's kind of like, you kind of get a feel for the characters, but you kind of don't, and I think that's what they went for, because, you know, it's kind of an odd movie, you know, it's got that like oddness to it. So I wish to have more lines, of course. I'm sure every actor does, but maybe the next one.
Maybe the next one, since that was pretty much your last latest one with the Asylum.
Yes, Freak Show was the latest one with the Asylum.
And actually, funny thing is, I guess you played Cannibal Girl, and one of my friends did a movie that's going to be, that he's sending me, and that is like 15 minutes long or something. But he's premiering it on Valentine's Day on YouTube, and he wanted to come on the show on Valentine's Day to talk about.
Oh, great.
But it's called The Misled Romance of Cannibal Girl and Incest Boy.
Oh, that's cool. And that's going to be on your show? Or?
Yeah, it's going to be on my show on Wednesday night.
Okay,
at the same time.
That out.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. And I'll try to mention that you were on as, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that, Jonathan.
Yeah, no problem. And he's a director from Colorado.
Okay.
So, yeah, like Denver, so.
Very cool. Well,
yeah. And I guess MySpace is a really... cool networking tool, you know.
Yeah, it is. You know, I just got on it a few months ago, actually. I just never, you know, I was just kind of like, oh, whatever. And then I was like, you know, you know, people were like, you should get one, you should get one, you should get one. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get one, you know, or create one. So, and I've linked up, you know, Lee Scott's on there, so keep in touch with him and a couple other the asylum people, actually, that I keep in touch with. So, and then I've also met up with, you know, like high school friends that I haven't talked to in a while. So it's really cool. It is a cool little...
Is it, yeah, I mean, I guess is it tough for you to go and do it and do other stuff, or?
Yeah, you know, I actually have the cover of Halloween Night on there, so, you know, I also use it to promote things that I'm working on.
Well, I mean, is it tough for you to go on to your MySpace, like, I mean, do you feel like you don't check it every day, or?
No, not really. I check it probably every, I don't know, depending on my schedule, I guess.
Maybe every other day?
Every other day, maybe. Yeah, probably every other day.
Yeah, and I kind of use it for my show. I mean, I try to post a bulletin about this, you know, and apparently the bulletins are down.
I saw that actually today. I saw where Tom, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw where Tom was telling.
Tom's like, okay, folks, I'm working on it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, apparently Tom's busy, you know, running the site, so.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I just can imagine him. I mean, I don't think it's him who actually owns MySpace. He's just the one who runs it, I guess.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the guy who owns it, some rich guy.
Probably so.
Like some billionaire.
I always wondered about that.
Yeah, I mean, somebody told me once, I forgot who it was, but somebody told me once that they know... they know of the guy who actually owns MySpace, some 40-year-old rich guy,
you know,
who just, you know.
What a great concept.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, well, there was, Friendster, and there's all these other stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? MySpace seems to be...
The most popular?
The most popular, yeah, than Friendster and all the other the ones that come out.
Well, there's the college one, too, as well, so.
Which one's that?
Facebook.
Oh, yes, I have heard of that, actually. I just got invited to that. I got an email the other day or something.
Yeah, and Facebook, and that's, like, apparently now Facebook made it so, you know, you didn't have to be a college kid. And all the college kids are mad because that was the thing. MySpace was for all the young kids or whatever, the people who didn't go to college. And now it's open to everybody, and they're like, what?
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, so apparently they are, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're for high school kids or whatever, too, but...
Right. I'm sure people have both accounts.
Yeah.
You know, people do. They want to, like, contact with everyone, I guess. You know.
I know a few people that only have a Facebook.
Yeah. I actually know a couple people that only have Facebook, but then I know people that have both, and then I know people that just have MySpace, that, you know, so...
Well, I think this was a really good interview.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of fun?
I did. Thank you so much.
Is there anything you would like to say to, like, aspiring actors or actresses that want to get out there and, you know?
You know what? I would just say, you know, if that's something that you want to do, follow your dreams and follow your heart. And anything's possible, you know. You never know where your life's going to take you. And
obviously, you kind of didn't. Like, you didn't know that this
was
just...
Yeah, I still don't, you know. I still don't know where my life's going to go. Just, you know, I take it day for day, and that's all I can do. But, you know, if people are into this entertainment industry, they should check it out. It's great. It's fun. It really is fun if you have a creative side that you want to get out. You know, it's a really fun gig. So I really enjoy it. So anyone that's interested, I would very much say, you know, try it out. Try out your local acting.
I mean, just audition and
or anything, you know, you can do it.
Exactly. Would you say for them to move out to LA? Would that be a?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I think any young people, I would say do anything that you can in your area, whether you're from a big city or a small town, and then if you're, you know, as you get older, if that's something that you would want to do. Yeah.
Just don't rush into it, right?
Don't rush into it, yeah. Just take everything slow and think it out, I would think. If that was my only thing, I would say think it out, you know. I kind of just jumped out here, and, you know, it's working for me, you know. So different strokes for different folks. But, you know, if I had any personal advice, I'd say, you know, just think about it because, you never want to jump the gun on anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't rush. Don't do anything that you're going
to
regret.
So you can, yeah, exactly. And think about it. Better to think, you know, think before you speak, because sometimes you can say mean things that are hurtful, and if you would have just thought about it, you know.
Exactly.
But that's my positive.
that ends on a positive note there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, stay in touch, Jonathan, on MySpace.
Yeah, definitely. And
okay.
You stay in touch, too. Let me know what's going on.
I'll definitely keep you posted on anything that comes out, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll talk about anything that's going on the show, but whenever I know more details about things that are going on for people to look out for.
Okay, very cool. I appreciate it. You know, it's great what you're doing. I really respect what you're doing. I think it's wonderful, and I'll stay in touch, and I'll let
you do know who Louie Kaufman is, right?
Yeah.
His daughter was on my show.
Oh, really?
And she loved it. She loved the show. She just thought it was the coolest, like, networking thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I was really happy. I mean, we haven't gotten Lloyd on here yet, which we're working on. He's a difficult guy to get a hold of, but we're working on it. And
yeah, well, keep working on it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's great, and I'll tell other people. I'll tell my friends about it, and
and we're trying to get more asylum people on here, so if you run into any of them.
Yeah, you know what? I stay in touch with several of them, so I will definitely let them know.
Yeah, and Erica may one day come on here. She's just really busy with work.
Yeah, she is busy, but yeah, that would be great, too. I'll give her a call. I talked to her like a week ago, actually. So I'll give her a call and, let her know that I did it and let her know it was fun and, you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And
thanks so much.
You'll be able to probably hear this in probably an hour or so.
Okay.
Maybe
and
less. So.
What is it, Jonathan, again?
It's blogtalkradio.com/Jonathan Moody. I think I sent a MySpace about it.
Okay.
You know, like I sent it through MySpace. Check the bulletins whenever they go up because,
okay,
you know.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you, Jonathan, and thank you so much, and you have a wonderful night, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That was Amanda Ward. Wow. This was a great interview. I'm very happy. I'm pleased with it. It was less than an hour long, but I think we accomplished everything we needed to accomplish. We said all the stuff that I pretty much needed to say and get out and ask. So, everybody. Tune in for, listen to, look out for, Halloween Night and, Freak Show just came out on January 30th, through all, Blockbusters and, look out for King of Lost World, Legion of the Dead, Way of the Vampire and Alien Abduction, where you can see her in all those movies and, and enjoy them. You know, just like her favorite was Halloween Night, I think mine pretty much was too. So give that one a look at. So everybody, thank you for coming on and for listening, and have a nice night. Bye.